Ladies and gentlemen, I am Matt, and I am here with a jam-packed podcast. I'm here with Leaper, Andy, Stefan, and Diane. Tom is on his way. Well, after True Blood is over. He'll show up, but Diane has now brought the episodes with women in it to two. Out of the 47 episodes we have had, we have two with a woman on the show.
I feel honored.
Is the other one the first episode with Diane?
Yeah, that was episode two.
We like to space them out.
We've come a long way. So how have you guys been since the last time you were on?
Me? Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Dude, that's been a good old...
That's like what? That would be a year.
No, wait, this would be a year.
September that we did the switch. This is a year since we started. Actually, like a year and 3 days. Because it was July 15th.
How'd you measure that out? Figure out where the year mark was? Because I don't remember.
On Podomatic, when I had Pro, it showed my downloads all the way back to when we started. It was July 15th.
Nice. Oh, okay. Nifty.
Yep. We, since the last time you guys were on, we were number one twice in comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then we got more downloads per week, and that's about it. We've been about the same.
Yeah.
You've made a name for yourself. Yeah,
we flirted with swine flu news for a while. That was a good segment while it lasted.
Yeah.
How'd you flirt with it?
I had the sound effect with it, because we couldn't do it very long, so we weren't.
Swine flu never was.
Yeah,
really
we never became
a
long term relationship with it. It was like 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. And then every time Leaper would finish swine flu news, I'd play this.
That's good. We haven't
had that one in a long time.
No, we haven't.
I should have just gotten rid of it.
Maybe someday swine flu will come back. Who knows?
I hope so.
Or else this is going to be wasted.
I'm not going to lie, I'm still terrified.
I think West Nile will come back before the swine flu does.
Exactly.
I don't have a mosquito sound effect, unfortunately.
You just need a vuvuzela.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bees.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've had the vuvuzela on here for a while now. Ever since it became big in the World Cup. Right on. How's those magazines and laptop?
That's good.
I'm looking up new stuff.
I got a handy dandy notebook.
Nice.
Awesome.
Can you draw as good as Steve?
I can.
That was always my favorite part. He had the best drawings ever. Like, they're so perfect.
And they'd pop up above his head.
Yeah. All right, so here's kind of the show layout. We're going to do a normal show, and then we might have SGC stories. I don't know how long that'll take. And then I'm going to fill everyone in on this new project we're doing, and then we're all going to go swim.
Sweet. Is the podcast coming with us when we go swim?
Always. I'm going to throw my laptop and my desktop in there, all the microphones. Swim with it. Big whirlpool. Mics just swirling around the pool. But before this ends up being 2 hours, let's jump right into news. You ready, Leaper?
Yeah.
You sure?
Handy dandy notebook. How can I not be ready?
All right, let's do it. Alright, Mr. Leaper, what do you got?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been hot here. And apparently it's been hot around the rest of the world.
It has been hot.
Last month was the warmest June on global record.
I saw that the first 6 months of this year have been the hottest.
For all
period
continents. Antarctica, Africa, whatever other continents there are. I don't think geography anymore. Something like Eurasia or some shit. But yeah, it's been hot. And apparently Europe and the U.S. have been suffering the most. And it's also been a...
That's because we're the best.
Usually, yeah. It's also been a very oddly rainy June for the Midwest here in the United States.
has been very rainy.
Yeah, I'll admit that.
Didn't it rain for like a week almost? Middle of June.
Yeah, it feels like
it. Killed
like
all
it.
Our strawberries.
Yeah, killed my car sales too. Sucks. People like to buy cars in the rain.
That's kind of weird.
And then next story is this man in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this guy's weird. If I could show you folks a picture, I would. He's got like tattoos all up and down his body. He's got horns on his head. I am not shitting you.
Are they like real horns or screws?
I don't know. They're just those weird little bump looking things. And he tried to run over his landlord because he didn't want to pay his rent.
That is awesome.
But yeah, this guy was weird looking. He was just extremely hot. And for all you druggies out there, ecstasy can now help cure post-traumatic stress disorder.
Holy shit.
Too bad no one here is going to get post-traumatic stress disorder.
Fuck that.
They say it helps because it releases some sort of happy chemicals in your brain or something.
The serotonin.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's why depressed people can't take ecstasy. Yeah. Because it raises your serotonin up so high that it won't return to a normal level.
And they're using it. They did a study of some like 50 people and gave like half of them ecstasy and half a placebo. And all those people who took it were able to move on to normal lives, where only like 3 of those people who took the placebo were able to have normal functioning lives.
Huh. That's crazy. Stefan, your thoughts?
You got a lot of colors on that shirt. You look like you're doing some ecstasy right now.
Maybe. How do you sign, like, just like, hey, come to this ecstasy trial. Just how do you
probably
advertise? How do you advertise for that and pick good, like?
I
would think that you'd be picked.
It's
like,
all ravers.
It'd be a selected clinical study of some sort. Like, say, you go to a psychiatrist or whatever for your post-traumatic stress disorder. You'd be like, hey, I got this treatment right
here.
Hey,
man, you want some X?
Yeah. I don't, you know, it's pretty far out there. They're trying it. Would you like to participate in it?
Probably get paid for it, too.
You do. Like, this could drain all your spinal fluids. Would you like to take this ecstasy?
What do I have to do for the study? Well, take this X and this black light.
And go to this warehouse right over here. But, yeah, you'd get paid for it. And the barefoot bandit has been caught.
Dude, that guy's like a hero.
That dude's a beast. He is my hero.
That
guy's insane.
Steals a lot. He's robbed people's houses,
boats,
planes.
That's not why he's a hero.
He's robbed planes.
He didn't know how to fly a plane.
And he learned.
And he stole one
himself.
And flew to the Bahamas.
Yeah. He's a beast.
It's a good place to fly.
He's been avoiding the cops on like high-speed chases, boat chases, air chases.
Yeah.
And he's been avoiding them up until, you know, like a week ago
or
so.
Yeah, like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Why'd they call him the barefoot
bandit? Because everywhere
he went,
he doesn't like wearing shoes.
Yeah. The guy's like 6'5", too.
Yeah.
He's extremely tall.
Yeah. Show up. Andy's looking at a picture of the barefoot bandit.
I'm trying
bandit.
To look at this now. Crashed plane.
Yeah, this kid's a beast, though. I mean, he flew wherever he wanted.
Wait, he's a
learned.
Kid?
Well, he's
like
19.
19,
yeah. And he's been robbing people since he was like 13.
His name is Colton Harris Moore. Yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This kid's got skill.
Let's look him up on Facebook.
Colton and he taunted Moore. People, too. Like, that's a picture he took and, like, put it on the internet.
I bet I could find a fan page on Facebook. Because there are people that are, like, huge fans of this kid.
Yeah.
What'd you say his name was?
Colton Harris Moore. Oh, there's a fan club on Facebook.
Wow. I want a fan
public
club.
Figure. 131 people like this, nonprofit organization. Free Colton Harris Moore. Anti-Colton Harris Moore, 22 people. Free Colton Harris Moore, 466 people.
Well, you gotta hear the description for this Harris or Colton Harris Moore fan page. It's... Without a doubt, one of the greatest and most notable outlaws to come from an otherwise boring area.
That's awesome.
And then its description.
Include the kamikaze theft and crash landing of 3 airplanes.
He did, man. He knew how to fly them, but he didn't know how to land them.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, shit, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to fly a plane. Fuck it. He flies one anyway.
Yep.
And, oh, my God.
And then,
man.
Let me ask you folks a question. Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I heard this one, but I won't spoil it.
Yeah, I showed Bieber it.
I've always thought it was the egg, personally.
Scientists have proven the chicken came first.
It is due to... It is possible thanks to the protein found in the chicken's ovaries.
So the protein in the chicken's mutation.
They can't lay an egg without that protein.
The protein has been identified. Hold on. The protein has been identified before, and it was linked to egg formation.
Well, it depends on who you ask where it came from.
The chicken wouldn't technically be a chicken.
Okay, so
it evolved, right, and had this protein.
Yeah.
But then it would have to lay an egg. I don't know.
Well, because that chicken itself was, if it evolved, then it mutated from something else, which made a different species.
Yeah, it definitely evolved, but then there was a point in time
when it laid the egg, it made a continuation of that species.
But doesn't a chicken have to come from an egg to be considered a chicken?
Yeah, but it was still a bird.
What I'm saying is that the bird before that laid it was not technically a chicken. This, you know, evolution happens through mutations. So that chicken was different than the chicken that laid it due to the mutation that made that thing technically a chicken. It's weird, but it wasn't necessarily the same thing that laid it. But it made a continuation of itself.
I don't know. I give up.
Yeah.
Hey, if it looks like a chicken, it quacks like a chicken, it must be a duck. And that's all for news, folks.
All right. Let's move it on into sports. All right, first up in sports, Canada invades.
Invades.
The CFL will now be showing Canadian Football League games on the NFL Network.
Sweet.
Oh. They started with Montreal versus Saskatchewan, and they're going to end with Calgary versus Winnipeg.
We had a substitute that played for this.
Ooh.
Remember that guy?
No.
No, you never had that substitute?
I might have.
Yeah. He played for Canadian Football League.
Awesome. Which team?
Football.
I don't know. Yeah.
There's only eight teams.
I guess he used to be a Husky, too. I think it was Calgary.
Hey, whatever happened to that one football team with the clamshell?
Oh, they're still going strong. The UFL?
Oh, are they?
Yeah, there's a team in Omaha.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Omaha Nighthawks.
Like, they're going to start playing in the football game.
Yeah, at Rosenblatt.
Yeah. Really? When are they tearing down Rosenblatt?
Like, at the end of their season, pretty much.
Yeah.
So where are they going to play after?
The new park.
The new stadium? Yeah.
I don't really like football and baseball stadiums, but whatever. That is kind of weird. It is. Usually the infield dirt's still there. Did anyone see LeBron James' decision?
Yeah.
Isn't it Miami?
He decided to join the Miami Heat. LeBron James' decision actually got more viewers in the World Cup final in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's crazy.
Wow. Who won the World
Spain.
Cup?
Spain.
Good for them.
This chick from the Netherlands, a porn star from the Netherlands, offered blowjobs to all her Twitter followers if the Netherlands won. They did not win. Subsequently, a bunch of Twitter followers yelled,
God damn it! Play a good game, though.
I thought it was an awful game.
That reminds me, the other day I thought that I want to get in the position of money or power. I'm able to stand up and just say blowjobs for everyone and mean it.
Alright, I'm going to go past that story. That's not very good. Okay. NCAA Football 11, the video game, is out. And usually on their forums, they have people Photoshop, like, cool covers on there. Well, this is a real cover in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The cover of NCAA Football 2011 is Tim Tebow crying.
Hold on. Hold on. What do I Google find
Tim
this?
Tebow, NCAA Football 2011 crying. Because I think he is on the real cover. But
yeah,
if you look for him crying, someone put this in the GameStop in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Because, you know, Alabama and Florida, they're huge rivals.
All right, I got the one where he's throwing the football. I guess I should.
Yeah, you quit crying on there, you'll probably find it.
And maybe go to
there
images.
We go.
Good stuff.
Someone said in the comments said it's just raining on his face.
It's just raining on his face. No, he cried hardcore after that game. He lost 31-13. Cost them a national championship shot.
Boo hoo.
What if he cried on the field while he was running down the field?
Remember that guy from the Nebraska Missouri game that they like they cut to him and it was just a Missouri guy crying? That had to be one of the greater like camera shift shots ever. And it went by so fast. It was just like there and gone.
Oh my god, the guy's crying. Did you see that?
All right, back to the World Cup. The World Cup final was actually the most watched soccer game ever.
Ever.
Yeah, around the world it had 24.3 million viewers.
Yep. Oh dear.
Which, if you compare that to LeBron's decision, that got 13 million just in the United States. That's crazy. All right, and South Africa is trying to make a 2020 Olympic bid. Because that's what we need. More vuvuzelas. Do we really need more of this? Through an entire Olympic match? Through swimming? Through basketball? Through track and field? Through competitive walking?
Bee catching?
Bee catching? Through dominoes? Hear that story, but Jamaica's trying to get dominoes in the Olympics.
Bobsledding.
Only the cool
really?
Can do it.
Hey, coach.
Can get my helmet on.
You know what? I'd be down for dominoes if it was people instead of actual domino.
I'd be down for dominoes if they set a big track where dominoes just fall. Whoever can get the most
intricate
one.
That'd be really cool.
Wins. Okay, now I saved this story for last because it's really odd. Despite repeated attempts to tear it down, massive LeBron James mural keeps reappearing. Cleveland has this huge mural of LeBron James that says, "We are all witnesses," and they've been trying to tear it down and they can't. Shocked Cleveland residents stared silently Thursday as workers tried to remove, for the 11th consecutive day, to dismantle the massive black and white "We're All Witnesses" LeBron James mural hanging from the downtown area landmark office tower. Friday morning, as was the case the previous morning and the morning before that, Clevelanders awoke to the iconic 10-story tall image of James, his arms fully extended after tossing his signature talcum powder into the air, completely intact, dominating the city skyline as if it had never ever been touched.
LeBron will not
die. It's weird. Trust me, this gets weirder. In the weeks since James' announcement that he would join the Miami Heat, Cleveland city officials and citizens have attempted to tear down, shred, deface, and even burn the image from the wall, only to find it back in place the next day.
Man!
No one has reported observing the mural's reappearance. "We can't escape it," said 42-year-old Clevelander Mark Hoffman, who along with 300 other local Cleveland fans watched as the mural was ripped into thousands of pieces and buried under 2 tons of dirt in Riverside Cemetery Wednesday evening. The next morning, it was there.
What?
Just there.
What?
It's always there.
Did it have dirt on it or something? Dude, they gotta have like 50 backups
over
this
like
thing.
Some sort of demon. "We were all witnesses." A visibly traumatized Hoffman mumbled while swaying back and forth, his eyes engaged in removed distant stare. "We are all witnesses. We are all witnesses. We are all witnesses." As the city becomes increasingly disturbed and agitated, sources confirm that the banner's sinister hold on the metropolis appears to be growing in strength. The image, they say, somehow becomes clearer and more ominous each time it reappears, intensifying the utter hopelessness and betrayal of citizens have ever felt since James held a nationally broadcast television special to announce he was leaving his home in search of an NBA title with the Heat. Wow. That's nuts, dude.
Wow.
That is and he's gone.
And he's gone. All right. That'll do it for sports.
Oh.
Let's do some video games.
That radical.
Alright, first up in video games. If I were to ask you guys how much you think Xbox Live makes in a year, what would you say?
$1 billion.
$2 billion. $2 billion.
Okay. One person at a time.
$1 billion.
Andy? Stefan?
$2 billion.
I said $2 million, but I'm not confident.
Alright. Stefan? Andy? Leaper?
What'd you say?
$1 billion.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Up there's from like 2 million people that fucking use it.
It's up from 800 million last year.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you gotta think Xbox Live. You can get Xbox movies. Live. You can get music. Any TV show almost that you want.
Yeah, you'd think they'd take that money and like make a console that works.
No. Why would they do
Xbox
that?
Xbox is just not good without being able to play online.
Yeah, and it's got the most online. Than any other system.
It does. That new wireless N and that new Xbox is going to be awesome when I get it.
It will be sweet.
Yeah.
Aren't you getting
it? I'm getting it when I have the money. I don't have the money yet. Next up, Killzone 3. No loading screens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that.
But I swear to God, they've done this before. There was a game, it was like 3-4 years ago, that they were like, no loading screens, but it was always just like slow-ass cinematics.
Yeah, wasn't that GTA?
It might have been, but I don't. Like I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Except that first
Killzone, but I know in like the game before, I can't remember what game it was, but I remember specifically seeing some video footage, and it was just like during a cinematic, you would see like a loading bar in the bottom
because
it was
Nintendo 64.
It was like loading in the cartridges. Gears
loads during like little cutscenes or whatever. You know how you have to listen to what they're saying and you can't run or whatever, you gotta walk?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when it's loading.
I fucking hate that. Because I'm like, go! Run!
I think it's cool that you can use the move.
Yeah, that's like the only motion control that actually like brought in something worth playing to people that don't just want to play sports. Or sorcery.
That one looks good.
I
think it just looks like Harry Potter without the license.
Like, I wasn't sold on it until they started, like, combining powers. That was really neat, like, having a fire tornado and stuff.
That was pretty neat. Microsoft cancels 1 vs 100 for Xbox 360.
I never played the actual version. I just played the beta.
Yeah, I played the beta when it came out, but it wasn't that great. 1 vs 100? That game show?
Game show thing.
It's a game show, and then they made it for Xbox. It was fun, except the queue was ridiculous sometimes.
Sounds lame.
All right. 5 things hardcore gamers need to get over. All right, first up, casual games aren't going anywhere. I, for one, never really cared about casual games.
Like, yeah, I see no problem with them as long as...
Like, I don't play them... as much as some other people do, but just because they exist doesn't make me mad.
And the more people that enjoy games, I don't see a problem with that.
Next one is Halo is popular and you can't do anything about it. Which, it hasn't been for like, it's been like the past couple years that there's just been extreme Halo hate, and I don't know why.
They're just haters.
I don't know. How is ODST?
It's alright. And once again, you know, everyone's kind of mad at Bungie for it being $60, even though it wasn't worth it. But it wasn't their call.
Yeah, it wasn't
it was
Bungie's
that money,
decision.
Money grew up in Microsoft.
Fuck Microsoft.
Yeah, I don't get that either. But, oh well.
But the funniest thing I always see is it's always a comparison of graphics. and people will take Uncharted 2, which is probably the best graphically looking game out there right now, and they'll be like, this is the PS3, and then they'll compare it to the 360, but they don't choose, you know, like a good graphical game, they choose Halo, which has never been billed as a graphical achievement.
Probably because Halo's Xbox's thing. I mean, if they pick Gears of War, I guess.
But if you're comparing graphics, it's not necessarily the top dog you're comparing. You're just comparing what they can do. So yeah. I don't know why people compare Halo, because it's never been billed as something awesome in graphics.
Also, because like Halo's not supposed to be the most realistic thing. Like, it's not supposed to be Call of Duty or Rainbow Six or whatever else you want to call it, which I appreciate that I like the bright, vibrant colors. It's something different.
Yeah, I've seen a knock on Halo a lot for the colors. They'll be like, oh, it's just color so all the little kids enjoy it. Like, we've really lost color in the past few years.
Like, you know they're going to grow up and paint their houses in all, like, dulled down, gloomy colors. Oh, yeah. And it's just like, what the hell went on
paint
in
stores here? Are going to have Gears of War swatches. They're all gray, black, and brown.
That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe in, like, a Tim Burton film. Yeah.
Next is, the economy has more decision-making power than you do. That's probably true.
What's behind that?
The article says, this is quite possibly the saddest fact on this list. Whether we gamers like it or not, businesses are going to go with the route that makes them the most money. Which means that the business models that come out from the mind of Bobby Kotick are going to stick around. So even though we don't want to see it, game sequels that shouldn't happen are going to. And game sequels that make sense to happen will most likely be rushed. Speaking of a game sequel, I still want to play Fable 3 really bad. Because it's actually going to have, like, real co-op.
It looks
I'm getting more and more excited for that.
I'm still, man.
Fable keeps reeling me in.
When they said it'd be, like, less of an RPG, that kind of dropped my personal, like... Not that I won't give it a chance when it gets closer to coming out. When does that come out, by the way?
Sometime this fall. I can look it up real quick.
But, yeah. Like, I love Fable. I think I love the first one. The second one was all right. I didn't hate it as much as everybody else, but at the same time, I didn't think it was, like, Game of the Year quality or anything close to it, but the third one looks okay.
October 26th.
I think Fallout is kind of taking my interest more. I mean, not that there can't be room for both, because they are different, but to me, if I'm playing an RPG, I guess I'd prefer Fallout.
Yeah, Fallout's really fun, and even though Fallout New Vegas does kind of look like a mission pack for Fallout 3, I'm still a big enough Fallout fan that I'm probably gonna get it. Next up, motion controls have an audience. I think that when it comes to gamers not really understand this fact. It's simply a matter of fact of perspective. Then again, it seems that most of us gamers as a whole simply have not gotten used to the fact that we are no longer only the only target audience. So there are
I talked to some GameStop employee that, like, he said he talked to a lot of people that said that they were going to, or they think that Kinect might fail.
And you know what's weird is
not
that
fail,
I hear, whenever I hear the move, it's one or the other. It's fail or succeed. And it's the same thing with the Kinect. It's fail or succeed. It's been like 50-50 with both of those, and I don't know.
Personally, I think it's just going to be there. People will like it. People will hate it.
Yeah,
just like the Wii.
Have you seen the new pictures from the new dashboard update that they're updating for the Kinect?
It didn't look like anything special. Like
I don't. Yeah, it looked like a flatter. Like, the one they got now, it just looked flat though. Instead of the
probably easier to navigate or something like that when you use Kinect.
That'd be cool if you could use your hands to move it. Because I know with the move, you can use that.
That's one of their demonstrations, I think, is where they use their hands to go through the menus.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
You know, then Milo takes over the world.
I saw a really funny picture of someone making fun of the Kinect. It's like, what Kinect will really look like? And it had, like, this, like, huge, like, window, and they were moving stuff, like, Minority Report. And then, like, it's like, what it'll actually be. And it's like, shake your hips to pet the tiger.
All right, next up on this, I believe this is the final one. Yep, this is the final one. There is nothing wrong with the first-person shooter format. really and they're not they're not
did
saying anything about
say
like
it was bad.
Yeah, I don't think anyone. I haven't heard anyone say it's bad, but they're not saying it's oversaturated. They're just saying that everyone says the shooters are kind of the same, which I don't know how much you can deviate on a first-person shooter. But he said the first-person shooter format has given us games like System Shock, BioShock, Doom, Quake, and Left 4 Dead, and others.
Yeah,
those are all quite original.
I think
it just takes a good company.
Yeah, first-person shooters, there's not much you can change, and I don't think there really is a lot. I mean, you can have like additions that they could try in a game, and if they work, great, but they have their basic like foundation that doesn't need to change. First-person shooters are good, and people still enjoy them, so why?
Well, look at Valve, Left 4 Dead, Portal, Team Fortress, and Half-Life. They're all first-persons.
Half-Life
all
is shit.
Really well.
I think Portals are really good.
They did good with those MIT. Or was it, is it MIT? Virginia,
I don't know.
That they got the studio.
That and Mirror's Edge, even though it's not really a shooter, but it's still an awesome game.
I heard that the tech was really cool.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like the technology for it. It looked really
clean. Interesting style.
Too. Isn't that the same dudes that make Battlefield 2?
Yeah.
Was that them?
Dice. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we have the best comic book video games. I don't believe these are in any order, because it wouldn't make much sense. But
Arkham Asylum. Sorry.
It's not a comic book. Yeah, it is. Batman.
Yeah. Yep, you just heard it.
God
Andy
damn.
Said Batman is not a comic book. Yeah, I do, actually. Andy, say it again. Say Batman is not a comic book.
What? Batman is not a comic book.
Batman is not a comic. He's not a comic book.
All right, first up is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That was a really good game,
it was
actually.
Good, actually.
Did you never play
No.
I played the demo.
I heard Tom, I mean, most games like that suck.
Yeah. But it was actually not based on the movie. It was a different kind of, like, story. And, like, the gameplay was amazing. It was a lot
of
fun.
I heard the collection, the item collection, was kind of annoying. Trying to find all the hidden. That was Tom being a Jew.
I was going to say, like, when is it?
Yeah, you have to be, like, into that kind of stuff if you want.
Grand Theft Auto 4 is a bitch to find.
If you guys
want to
hear the longest argument ever, get Tom and Austin into a room about games like, I think it was Demon's Souls. They cannot agree on that game. I've heard them argue about it a lot. Like, every time they're together. It's classic.
Oh my god.
Gonna bring that up next time when they're both
just
so
say hey
see
Demon Souls.
Yeah.
or if Tom goes Baird. I call Barrett. That'll start a good long argument.
Barrett from Final Fantasy Baird. 7.
Barrett.
I haven't played
Barrett. Yeah, that's really funny. The funny part about that is because he texts Austin and said I call Barrett, and Austin responded and said you can have Barrett but I get first choice in Locust, and I said don't say anything, just say I call Barrett again. And so we text him, I call Baird again. And Austin goes, fuck you, I'm Baird. It was great.
Good stuff.
I just remember over Xbox Live just hearing Tom.
Were you there when we
Austin
were Team Baird?
Go at it about Baird. No,
everyone chose Baird.
No, I heard about it, though.
Ass, too. All right, next, Batman Arkham Asylum.
No. Did anyone play the 3D version of it? Red and blue glasses.
Yeah, it was
that was a really good game.
I can't wait for the second one.
So you can shoot your way up the leaderboards again?
If they have that kind of stuff, I'd love to try. That was
a
lot of fun.
Of course they're going to have leaderboards.
It's just like Splinter Cell, but Batman. Yeah. Like, you're just going around taking out dudes and trying to find the fastest way to do it. Like, that's amazing. It's good stuff.
Where's Harvey
No,
Jack?
It was the guys
no,
from the cartoon.
No, he talks.
Like the animated series. Mark Hamill's
like the
Joker.
The
Kevin Conroy is the guy that does
Yeah,
Batman.
I knew that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The animated series is bomb.
Yeah, Mark Hamill so said good. This would be the last time he's going to voice the Joker is in the next Arkham Asylum. Which sucks, but oh well.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say that first game. And I was like, well, shit. All right,
next is Freedom Force. Anyone ever play that?
Nope.
I've seen people
play. Is
that
for the
it. PS2? It was published in 2002.
So, yes.
Yeah. Well, then let's move on to Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Never seen it.
That was good. And I remember, I have a funny story about the second one, and that some guy online's like, when it came to Arkham Asylum, because somebody on IGN, the guy that reviewed it, said it was the best comic book game to date. And some guy's like, oh, Marvel Ultimate Alliance is going to totally destroy this when it comes out. There's no chance. Like, it's going to be amazing. It's going to blah, blah, blah. And we all saw that.
Yeah, that it was a very okay game.
Yeah. And that's it didn't have very much new things. And Marvel took out a lot of
Ultimate Alliance 1 was much better.
Yeah.
It's like it was like a watered-down version of 1.
When I first got my Xbox, and that night, me, you, Tom, and Diane played it for like 7 or 8 hours straight.
That was ridiculous, okay? Because everyone just kept loading their stuff, so I swear.
It was like 5 minutes of gameplay, and then someone's like, wait, I gotta level my guy.
That's the worst part.
I'm like, God damn it.
It takes forever to level your guy, because you're like, should I use this? Should I? Oh, man, I don't know. I only got 1 point to spend.
I think we only got like an hour or two of gameplay and everything else. I remember it was 3 or 4 in the morning. And I was just like, we haven't gotten anywhere, you guys. What is this?
Oh, man, I love Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1.
All right, Pitfall.
Next up is Pitfall. And fuck you guys.
Wait, is that the mini game? He hated playing it.
But it gave you the option to like play again or go back into it or something. So every time we were playing with like 4 of us, so every time one of us would press it, but he hated it.
You freak.
Like we played the first time and that's fine, but then I wanted to advance the story. Then when we get out, someone hits play again. I'm like, damn it, fuck. So we play again, we get out, and someone hits play again. And at this point I'm getting mad, but they think it's funny. So as they get out, they hit it again. I'm like, fuck this, I'm done.
Paul's the shit, dude.
All right, Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, that's
the next
good.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was almost at SGC.
The third one looks really good.
Yeah. They almost had 3 mystery games.
I thought...
The others were Hydro, Thunder, Hurricane, and Sonic 4.
It was supposed to be able to play, but we never saw where it was.
It was part of Iron Man and Gaming, part of their tournament. But it was also supposed to be available for everyone to play, and I never saw it.
Gay.
That is one consideration why I almost got an Xbox was for Hydro Thunder.
Hydro Thunder is great. Oh, I am gonna download.
I love that game so much.
The second, whatever comes first, me getting an Xbox or that coming out, I'll just download it on my crappy old Xbox that barely works.
Can you only use an
8 GB flash drive. It'll only let you use up to an 8 GB flash drive.
Oh. Wow.
But when I trade off, when I get my new Xbox, I only have a 20 GB hard drive anyway.
Yeah.
So it won't be that hard for me to move my info.
Why
does everyone have that phone?
Fuck you, Tom.
But it's
a good phone. The PS3, you know how you can share it up to 5 people? Well, I found the like horrible backlash of that. If you get rid of your console and you format it, it still doesn't deactivate your console. So I have like 2 like ghost consoles sitting around.
Oh, really?
Like activated accounts. So I had to have George cancel his so I could activate on my new PS3 to get all my downloadable stuff.
Did you ever call GameStop to see if they could deactivate it for you?
No.
You really should.
All right, the final one in this list is Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. That's why I didn't think this was in any order, because I didn't think this would be number one.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it looked like a fun game.
It's like gameplay wise, it was pretty good compared to like the last couple Mortal Kombats, but I don't know. Like it was fun to have DC superheroes in an actual like good game because they never are.
Yeah.
But I mean, the game wasn't like amazing, but it was pretty good for a Mortal Kombat game.
See, I'm
kind of
surprised that Spider-Man World of Shadows. Maybe it's just because Tom loved the shit out of the game.
It was a pretty fun game.
That's what I heard, that it was pretty fun.
Spider-Man that for the PlayStation awesome. 1 was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, the rooftop chase scenes?
Unlockable costumes.
Yeah,
and
shit. Yeah. That's one game I still refuse to sell. Though I don't sell any of my
PlayStation
1 stuff.
You're smart not to,
because
it would be worth tons of money.
I like it too.
Some of it already is.
I remember buying Medal of Honor when it first came out. Like, the original one. Yeah, I've got all three Gexes.
Oh, you know, I think I have one.
And Final Fantasy 9.
I kind of hit myself for selling the first one. Because I bought it new, too. Yeah, the first Twisted Metal. The new one looks good.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Twisted Metal is an awesome franchise.
I'm glad that the David Jaffe guy's making it, too.
Woo!
Because that's his baby.
All right, Stefan, you ready for entertainment?
So we should be good.
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right.
Sorry about these kind of crappy stories, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll try to back you up as you're doing it.
Ryan Reynolds hurt himself recently. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Like,
I did.
Filming the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked all right. Did you like it?
I couldn't tell what the big hubbub was about it, and then I read it on a couple articles. They're talking about how
I think it's CG.
Yeah,
it's all CG.
That's weird.
It's not that hard.
That seems unnecessary.
Like Green Lantern costume.
Exactly. Like they, you know, I guess he's wearing the fully embedded green suits with all the motion sensors on it.
Yeah, that's weird. We'll have to see. Yeah.
That does look pretty bad.
I remember that now. But yeah, so he's hurt, and I think it's all going to be all good. But yeah, they were concerned if he was going to continue to film. But yeah, it's all good.
What was the injury?
I think he hurt his ankle or something. But yeah.
Did you know, injury-wise, when they were filming the second Lord of the Rings, the guy who plays Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen, broke his tooth off, and then just got right back up because he was like, let's do it again. Just with like a broken tooth.
Next up, Inception took the top box office spot during the weekend, bringing in a healthy $60.4 million. That's estimated so far, so usually it's higher than estimated.
Good for them.
In this case, like with a movie like this, so.
Yeah,
that it was...
Good for him.
And that was going to lead into, like, thoughts about the movie. Not without spoilers, just since four of us have seen it here.
I'm a big reader. I read a lot. It's the first movie in a long time that
Dumbledore
I've
dies.
Seen and really wanted their
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's really, really good. The story is fantastic.
That's
I'm so proud of him for doing it all.
Yeah, that's his own like little brainchild.
That's why I like
him and his like
it.
Yeah, him and his brother write like all their movies, which is amazing. These guys are like geniuses.
I know his brother has been doing like a spine script.
Yeah, and
Batman
his brother apparently is possibly gonna direct Superman.
Nolan's gonna be like the overseer of it, where his brother possibly will direct it,
but he's gonna kind of because they thought of a good idea of how to make Superman work. They had no interest in Superman at all because they just hated the character because there wasn't a lot to do with him, you know? A guy that can do anything and doesn't really, like, have any
weaknesses
except for kryptonite. But anyways, they were brainstorming and thought of a good idea that they thought could base Superman in reality and make it work like people want to see. So they're going to run with that. So I have complete faith in him.
All right. So I thought this would be
go
an
for
interesting
it.
Fact.
The
sure.
Budget for Inception
was okay. The budget for Inception was $160 million, so they just gotta get $100 million more.
They should.
This is like the first weekend. Yeah, they'll break it.
It's great.
What did Dark Knight make? That made like 2 billion?
Made a lot.
Yeah, it made a ton.
It made a billion.
Still the third grossing.
Wait, we'll look it
highest
up.
Film to date.
Yeah. I still have yet to see
it. I
Avatar.
Still have yet to see it, too. I was going to, but I missed it.
Oh, you missed its prime.
All right, it's 1 billion. It is being re-released. 22 million.
Yeah.
I think so.
With, like, extra content
oh, really?
Or something. Yeah,
yeah something yeah. like that.
8 minutes of extra
so, yeah, I don't know when that is exactly. I think it's sometime this year, like in August, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. So maybe I'll catch that.
Oh, none yeah. of us are going to have 3D
TVs. They're expensive as hell.
Yeah. Just because they're coming out doesn't mean people, yeah.
They got a little funny story about Christopher Nolan and Inception. Apparently, he wanted to see, like, the showing of the movie and just see how yeah. the crowd reacted. Well, he snuck into a back of a movie theater, and the theater got, like, shut down. The theater showing that he went to got shut down. Attendees had the option of watching the film again from the beginning, like on another screening room, because they can't just like rewind it or anything. So that's like ridiculous. I'm trying to look up why. It was some with the heat, right?
Yeah, the air conditioning went out.
Oh yeah, at the 100-minute mark, after the air conditioning malfunction, turning the theater into a sweltering hot box.
That is not a movie.
Yeah, that's
that is not a movie you want to stop right in the middle of either. That's like I once saw the butterfly effect on TV, like they're doing a TV screening. I started at the middle and then watched the first half afterwards. That's one of those movies you're just like, what am I watching?
We got like, what was that? Tickets to the Dark Knight screening or whatever at the IMAX. And it was a stormy night and it cut out right as Joker's burning the money. So they let us come back the next night to watch it again for free. But yeah, we were all like, "Damn it, we wanted to just restart it. We didn't care. We'd fucking watch it all over again." But yeah, that sucked. Anyways, now I got some funny stuff about Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Begin. He had a racist rant or something. I'm
sure
you
guys want me to try
one.
And find some of this?
Yeah, they were really long articles, so I didn't want to. Get the whole thing. I just got a little sample of it. Yeah, he has like this racist phone
things.
Call with somebody, this woman, and apparently she recorded it or something.
Yeah, his wife.
The story I have here, since that's like last week.
I have the racist rant. You want me to play it?
Go for it.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
Sir,
was that it?
It had nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits?
I've never heard.
Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't.
It gets worse.
Jeez.
I never said it was.
What the fuck happened to him?
You lied to me.
You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie, who cares?
Say hi to Mr.
Hankey. So, they look ridiculous, get rid of them. Why not?
Say hi to Mr. Hankey.
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is. They look stupid, I'm just telling you. It's just an impression.
It looks stupid.
Look stupid, see if I give a fuck. But they're too big and they look stupid. They look like
stupid.
Bitch. They look like a Vegas
stupid.
Whore. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay? I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you, okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay.
I love how calm she is.
I love that.
It's probably happened before.
Yeah,
right?
she
knows
knew.
She's recording this shit.
She's recording
yeah,
it.
She could,
yeah.
She could just tell. Yeah. But anyways, my thoughts on that, because I hadn't actually heard that. I've heard of it, but I didn't hear the actual thing. But, like, I'm not defending him in any way, because he obviously comes off as a complete douche. Like, fucking, like, that's Mel Gibson. Like, like you said, what the hell happened to this guy? He's like a mess these days. But anyways, I think we've all had those moments where if people were recording what we were saying, we'd come off as complete douches or...
Right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've all had our bad like moments right in like temper where we've said some things that we didn't mean. But
the problem is like that's the mild one. Like there's three of them, and the second one is really bad. Like he.
See, there's so many things on top of this. One, actually, I think she actually dumped him. Like she brought the divorce papers on him, and he was crushed. Second, he had obviously been drinking, because Mel Gibson is an alcoholic. He's always been a big drinker, and I remember watching on an ET or something, a psychologist was like, this is definitely one of those alcohol-fueled rages. Three, she knows she's recording this, so in some of the phone calls, you can kind of tell that she's kind of egging him on a little bit. Not a lot, but to the point where, you know when you're mad, like you're freaking out at somebody, and they're completely calm? Even though they should have, you just get angrier because you're like, don't you understand the gravity of the situation right now?
Because they don't care, and all you want them to do is fucking show some damn emotion, and they're just like a brick. But yeah.
I heard on the radio somewhere the third one, they're like, I've never been so angry that I had to take
breaths.
He
was like hyperventilating.
And breathe really hard.
But yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
It's pun tag.
I get it now.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I don't defend them, but I think we kind of like judge celebrities with a harsher light. Because I'm sure everybody, like I said, either knows somebody or has had that happen or has done that themselves. But anyways, moving on. Whoopi Goldberg apparently is defending him. She's not defending what he did, but she's defending the fact that he's not a racist. Well, I mean, she's black, and he's apparently like hung out with her and her kids and all that. Like they've known each other for a long time, et cetera, et cetera.
I know that she is black, and then she's going, oh, well, he's not a racist, but it's hard for me to believe her because Mel Gibson has always said racist stuff. He's always on about the Jews or on about black people. There's more in here where he says something about Mexican people. It's one of the later released phone calls. Or he's talking, he calls a female cop sugar tits. It's like... it's hard for me to believe stuff like that when he keeps doing it. You know, there's Kramer yelling at people at his comedy show, like, once. He just freaked out. But then there's Mel Gibson again and again. And again, and again, with racial slurs. It's just hard to believe.
Agreed. But next up, I got another Mel Gibson funny story here. And it'd be great if you could pull up this article. I don't know. It's on Dig, so just start looking at Dig, but I'll start. Yeah. I have the first part of the article.
Probably you, because I
can do it faster.
One-handed over here.
This is about an out-of-control Mel Gibson demands sex from his girlfriend and tells her he will burn down the house afterwards in one of the most bizarre and outrageous segments of audio obtained exclusively by RadarOnline.com.
I should get on this one and find out. Find the clip of him. Just, you gotta hear it. Hold on, let me find it.
I spelled sweats.
Raging and panting, Gibson tears into then-girlfriend Oksana Grigorieva, berating her to apparently falling asleep the night before without giving him sex. And it isn't long until he threatens her with physical violence, telling her he'll burn down the house, but first, she will give him oral sex. It's a twisted combination of misogynistic...
I think we heard that.
Or misogynistic... I don't even... Yeah, there you go. emotional violence and rage combined with the dark threat of physical harm as Gibson rages that Oksana fell asleep before they could go into the jacuzzi together and have sex. Gibson screams, hold on, I want to say this in one line. Gibson screams, I deserve to be blown fast before the fucking jacuzzi. Okay, I'll burn the goddamn house up, but blow me first. How dare you?
All right, I think this might be the one I was looking for. Oh god, there's some asshole who's like,
what's up YouTube, how you got?
Screw it up. All right, let's see if I can find it on like a news site.
If you look on Dig, it's actually within the first like 5 pages, literally.
Dig?
Yeah, and they have the audio clip file on it. It'd be in entertainment section.
So would it be under
on
video
Dig?
Then if
I That's what I used to find all this shit.
Just gonna stay there
and
watch.
That's
me.
Have you heard his new CD? I'm assuming.
So you can find it first.
That's good stuff.
But, so the house on fire made me think of that song because that's
you
what
like,
he says.
Do you like a lot of the tracks?
Yeah,
I like them a lot. My favorites are that one and No Love one. I love that.
And then Almost Famous. I like that.
That's
one.
A good one.
Is it Mel Gibson Goes Asterix and
Should
Latest Recording
yeah,
Again?
It made me think of that because of the other song. Yeah. Like, strap you to the bed because it's not so fire.
Yeah, I don't see an entertainment. I'm on page 4 now.
That's a good CD. I did the last
oh, I think
days.
I got it. Mel strikes yet again. I deserve to be blown.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The first.
Okay, here
it is. Yeah, that article is taken from there. It goes on.
You think the safest place in the world for your baby?
You
think
oh,
the safest
on,
place in the world for your baby is wrapped in your arms?
Here we go.
It can also be one of the most dangerous. Because parents most often spread pertussis, whooping cough, and it's potentially fatal to infants. Researchers found up to 80% of babies get it from family members. Ask your healthcare provider about the adult pertussis vaccine today.
Because
your baby could be this close to catching it.
Couldn't induce me to stick my nipple in falling baby.
No idea. What the fuck do you hope to accomplish with that? What are you hoping to accomplish with that? What, are you going to pay me back? If you do that, it's over. It's over now. Fuck you.
God.
How dare you act like such a bitch when I'm being so fucking nice?
I did not blame you.
You said I was
like
mean. You were fucking annoyed at me. For what reason?
What?
I did nothing but be nice to you.
What?
I've done nothing but be nice to you.
I didn't blame you last
now,
night.
What are you a little bitch this morning for?
I wasn't doing anything.
What did I do? And you said, oh, also earlier today, you, oh, never mind. What the fuck were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say about any earlier today. It's just, I was going to say about last night, that's all.
Why, because I let you sleep? That's my fucking mistake. I should have woke you up and said, fucking blow me, bitch. I should have fucking woken you up and said, blow me. You would have liked that better, yeah?
Didn't say no.
You need the goddamn sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said you have to wait for something.
So why do you have to wait?
You said...
You go to the goddamn jacuzzi.
I'm afraid it's dark outside.
Fuck you.
I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then...
Waited, like 2.5 fucking minutes! You're fucking snoring. Don't you dare wait! You're blaming me right now! Now I'm blaming you! You went to sleep at
I don't blame
blown.
You!
I deserve to be blown first! Before the fucking jacuzzi! Until I burn the goddamn house down! But blow me first! How dare you! How fucking dare you! You wanted the number of my therapist? Don't you ever speak to him! Find your own goddamn therapist! Because you got problems more than me.
You need medication.
And you gotta fucking push my buttons. And it is not going to work with us. It's not! I can't get like this anymore! And you know you're doing it. and you're a liar, and you're dishonest, and you're fucked up. So you stay the fuck away from me. Take care of your fucking son, and I better have my daughter. I just want my daughter and a maid. It's a lot less fucking trouble. They clean up after themselves. They make your goddamn bed, which you did not.
I clean.
You don't have to worry about emotional blackmail or any of the other bullshit that you put me through. I just need a nice woman to look after my beautiful daughter. I don't have to fuck her or anything. You're a pain in the ass.
What the hell?
You're a pain in my ass.
Stop doing that.
You're a pain in my ass. Nothing but.
I read something that they might be edited, actually.
Hold on. Stop being that. Hold on.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe her voice is changed. Like maybe she was saying things to piss him off more. I don't know. That's just really weird. I don't know anybody that does that kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you guys know that Austin girl is in a relationship?
Like he's been friends with her like for like the past 5 years.
I wanted to date forever.
And she has a kid. And we'll now call Austin stepdaddy.
All right. Is that the one?
He didn't meet her through WoW, right?
She lives here, though.
No, yeah. This is the Xbox
yeah,
Live.
Yeah, she lives here, though.
Am I right? Right. Speaking of Xbox Live, have you guys heard the one where dudes pranked his kid into they're hacking his Xbox Live account?
The hell?
And then they have a cyber sex with his sister over Xbox Live.
I hope you're
going to
talk about this because I have a sound clip.
It is fucking
funny.
There
was also the story where this guy, a pedophile, would get on and say people could join his clan if they show him a picture of their balls. and so then I said this. Send me a picture of your nuts and you can join my clan.
And that is all for entertainment.
Oh, that's good.
All right. If you got something, go ahead.
We could. I guess.
How big of a spoiler?
Spoiler for Transformers 3. If you guys really care? It's the opening scene.
Is it the opening scene?
What do you guys think? You guys
is
read
it? Is it the opening scene? I thought
yeah,
that was just
no, that's the opening scene.
It says it's a good idea, and it possibly
plot.
Could be.
I mean,
it's really cool. All
right, well, for those who don't
3 minutes or so.
Yeah, I don't care.
Do you guys care? I'll just read it, most movies involving stuff from outer space, the U.S. becomes aware of it when there's a disturbance on the moon. The news travels through various channels until finally it's delivered to the president. As intelligence officials burst into the Oval Office, the president is facing the window with his back to the camera, but when he turns around, it's John F. Kennedy. And apparently it's going to show how, the Transformers, got to Earth.
Yeah, it's like about...
Yeah, and going to the moon. And the third one Michael Bay said was going to be a lot more Transformer orientated.
I didn't see it.
So,
but
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah.
It was a good action movie. It's got the Guinness World Record for largest explosion.
So Michael Bay. But
yeah.
Yeah. And that is all for entertainment.
I got a random sex fact.
Okay.
Hold on, folks.
Wait. Hold on.
I think it's entertaining.
Continue. Okay.
I got this from Max. I got this from Max, guys. Alright, so. Since 1964, there have been 7 documented cases of women being pregnant.
Oh my god.
Isn't that insane?
How?
I have no idea. That's all it says.
Isn't that insane?
I'm just assuming that maybe.
I have no idea. That's all it says. I'm just assuming that maybe somebody just behind.
Swooshed up or something? I don't know. That's.
Or there's just
it's weird. I can't wrap my brain around that one.
Yeah, why wouldn't? Wouldn't you think like a swimming pool, just a normal swimming pool, would have better odds than that? Or like a jacuzzi? Or
well, there's chlorine in the pool too.
But wouldn't you think there would be like a water slide? Or like what kind of water slides are these?
I don't know.
I didn't even know water slides. I guess.
I didn't even know water slides. I guess water slides have been around since 1960.
Like, the only thing I could think of is if it was all up on their, like, pants.
I don't know.
Because I don't think some guy would be jacked and going down a slide.
You'd have to get warmed up before you
I mean, because some of those slides, you're flying down those things.
Maybe you could just, like, stop in the middle of, like, a tube slide and rub one out.
It's the dark... The dark slides that are all just black. You stop.
You have to, like, Spider-Man crawl to the top so people can still go by.
Hovering over people that can't go below you.
Hey, y'all.
This is also right next to this other article that I was reading, which is really awesome. It's called Killer Real Estate Deals. And so the first one is you can, like, buy and move into the Amityville Horror House, like the actual Amityville.
Jeez.
And it goes for
well, it's also in, like, New York, Connecticut. It's a pretty good-sized house.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And one that area is expensive as shit to begin with.
Yeah.
I was totally monitored anyone who moved in there. Two, it's considered like a historical monument of some sort.
Anyone who moved in there.
Two, it's considered like.
There's like ones in here that people have spray painted. Oh, one was.
There's like ones in here that like people have spray painted. Oh, one was in here. Skaya spray painted words. Punished. I saw you leave, and I'm always watching. And they're definitely still on the wall.
I'm gonna buy it and turn it into a boat.
Move in and redecorate it yourself.
Take all the wood and turn it into a boat.
That wood.
Nah. Giggity.
And anybody else?
Giggity.
All right, and that is it for entertainment.
Nope, all right, nope. So I think I'm going to skip the SGC story just because it's just going to be us talking about how great it was. I don't think anyone really cares at the moment. Anyway, I will say that this is the last episode of Three Way of Awesome because next week we will be back with a new podcast called the Power Up Podcast.
Yeah.
So if you like our video game section, you're going to love this.
Yeah, and entertainment can go fuck itself.
And news.
Tired of getting fuck new intro music every week. Bastard.
No, there's totally something we forgot to talk about for entertainment.
Tired of ending on a downer.
No, there's totally something we forgot to talk about.
Oh, my God.
What about Kesha?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God!
No shit.
Yeah.
You see the picture that got leaked where she's got like jizz all over her chest.
No shit.
Yeah. No, like she said she would name drop if the guy would stop leaking photos. I did. Trust me, I did a lot of side by side comparison because I saw it and I'm like bullshit.
Which is her like big famous song?
I'll find it for you, Leaper.
TikTok.
Okay. Let's see if Stefan recognizes this.
I know what TikTok is.
Oh, God, this is going to have an advertisement.
It was in the beginning of Simpsons for some reason, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, why? Out of all the years you've done
Oh, yeah, they had a...
Why choose this song? Fuck you. Wake up in the morning
feeling like P. Diddy. All right, so I got a manager that's like 40-something years old. His name's Joe Martin, and he's really into Lady Gaga, like hardcore. Yeah, it's really funny. And he's like this player, but he has no money because his wife divorced him and like took it all. So he's always like talking, like he has girls come in every day, like bring him sodas and shit like that. And he's just like, one time he's just like, what's up? I like Lady Gaga. He's like, I'm broke, live in my parents' basement. I just want to throw it all on the table right now. And I'm on his team, and we're on having this competition. If we, like, there's four people, if we sell the most cars, we get like $750.
Anyway, so more about the Power Up Podcast.
All right,
what's up?
Find this
we got some really original ideas, so I think people are going to really like it. Hold on. I got a notepad with some ideas.
She's got very catchy lyrics. I mean, I hate to say that.
Yeah, that's a bunch of porn.
Can't do anything about it. I dig it.
Robert Downey Jr.
Huh. Interesting, I didn't see that one. Yeah, they only had like one trailer.
Remember, yeah. You went to the IMAX, didn't you? Yeah, the IMAX only... Was it Harry Potter?
I was so pissed off.
Anyway, so here's some things coming up for the Power Up Podcast. We have Either Or, which is kind of a little bit of a debate thing. We have This Day in History, Console Wars, which is not necessarily a console war. It's what we're going to do is one person is the moderator, and what they do is, like, say Stefan's doing the segment. He will say, Matt, you have the PS3, defend it. And then he'll be like, Leaper, you have the Wii, defend it. And then the next week, say, Leaper's doing it, and he'll be like, all right, Matt, you have Uncharted 2, and Stefan, you got Portal 2. We're going to have up-and-coming news for consoles. We got a sound clip of the week that I'm going to screw up, and you got to figure out what it is. We might have some riddles. We're going to have a rant segment. We're going to have a power-up of the week, tech news, a news desk, and gaming news. So, no one's going to have a...
This Day in Gaming, did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's going to have a definite segment either. So, like, one week I'm going to be doing news desk, another week Stefan. It's going to rotate, you know? Fuck that.
We should just have one where me and you argue about Blu-ray players.
Matt and Andy died today.
Fucking fight.
Speaking of videos, I have two good ideas for a video series. One, it was going to be a Big Brother parody where everyone's whispering. Number two is going to be, can you arm wrestle a fourth grader? Or fifth grader, sorry. Fifth grader. It's going to be great. I'm going to have to find him.
Hey, little kid, I got this kid here.
Wait, what about Sam's sister?
Oh, she's way younger than
me. Oh, really? Wait, Gina might be in fifth grade.
All right, so, signing out for the final time on Three Way of Awesome, Tom didn't make it.
It's because he likes to see homos naked.
So looks for him.
What a genius.
This is Matt for Diane, Stefan, Andy, and Leaper.
What a horrible dude.
Signing out.
Go fuck yourselves.
Bye.